What is up, guys? So before we start the show today, I want to take a little bit of time to tell you about something I hold very near and dear to my heart, and that is Social X. Social X is a community of entrepreneurs working together to make a positive impact on the world, scale their businesses, make more money, and build their networks with like-minded individuals. They teach entrepreneurs how to go from zero to six figures, and their weekly mastermind calls feature top business moguls and entrepreneurs from various industries. They have online courses, they have amazing entrepreneur events all over the country, and much, much more. Now, if you're interested in learning more about Social X, go ahead and go to socialxmastermind.com. And let them know you came from this podcast. And, you know, I really genuinely believe you should join this mastermind because honestly, without it, this podcast would not exist. So go ahead, come join me within the Social X Mastermind. And let's go ahead and get on with the show. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy Show. Today is going to be another health tip Tuesday. I just literally came up with that off the top of my head. I think that's what we're gonna call these episodes from now on. Like, literally every Tuesday has been like a health tip, so we're gonna call it Health Tip Tuesdays. In today's health tip, we are gonna go over the best diet for you. Now, there are so many different diets out there. You might see keto, you might see the paleo, you might see carnivore, you might see low carb, or maybe high carb, all carb, I don't know. There are so many different diets out there, it is actually mind-boggling. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, which one's the best one? You know, intermittent fasting says it's good because if you're fasting and then you eat, it's going to build your metabolism. Or then, oh, but then there's the keto where, you know, because carbs are bad and the fats are actually what, you know, you could burn a lot more if you eat more fats. Look, as you can probably tell from the way I describe those, I think all these diets are absolute bullshit. I don't doubt the benefits of any of them because I have done a couple of them. I actually regularly do intermittent fasting because sometimes I forget to eat in the morning. So I inadvertently do intermittent fasting from time to time. And I've tried keto before. But I love my carbs so much, I couldn't do it. So here's the thing. When it comes to developing a diet for you, you need to be clear on one thing first. What is your end goal? Are you trying to put on weight or are you trying to lose weight? Depending on what you're trying to do, it doesn't really determine what diet you use, but it determines how you use that diet. Because ultimately, when you want to put on weight, you want to be in a caloric surplus, meaning you take in more calories than you burn. And if you want to lose weight, you have to be in a caloric deficit, which means that you take in less calories than you burn. So when it comes to all these different fad diets, you know, a lot of people use them to lose weight. And here's the thing, technically, they all work. And here's why. Intermittent fasting puts you in a caloric deficit. Here's why, because the first half of your day, you're probably not eating, which means you only have a second half of your day to really eat things. And it's a lot harder to eat a lot of food in just one half of a day as opposed to an entire day. So that's kind of why intermittent fasting works. Now, there's a bunch of other things that some scientific people and communities have shown, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to get into that. But the gist of it is, you have less time of the day to eat, therefore it's going to be a lot harder to eat more calories, so you're probably going to be in a caloric deficit. Now, when it comes to keto, you're literally cutting out an entire macronutrient, pretty much. I mean, you're limited to, what is it? I think it's like 15 grams of carbs a day or something like that, something stupid. I don't know what it is. But you're essentially completely cutting out an entire macronutrient. So by default, if you're going to cut out two-thirds of what you're going to eat, you are now a third down from what you were before, so you're probably going to be in a caloric deficit. Plus, with fats, you get fuller a lot faster since there's a higher caloric count to those fats, and fats generally just tend to fill you up faster. So on that as well, you're also going to be in a caloric deficit, so you'll probably lose weight. So a lot of these people, they go, oh no, keto's the best because I lost so much weight doing this, or oh no, intermittent fasting's the best because I lost so much weight doing this, or whatever kind of other diet you want to use. Here's the thing, if you're trying to lose weight, all these diets are great to put you in a caloric deficit. So this whole argument of, you know, which diet is best is BS. I mean, there's literally no best diet. The best diet out there is the one that you like the best, honestly, because I've tried all of these different diets and I honestly hate all of them. I love my carbs. So like for breakfast, if I remember to eat, I do like eggs and rice because I actually hate eggs, but put some rice in there, a little bit of teriyaki sauce. Ooh, boy, is that good. But I like that. That's the kind of food I like. I know what's in there. I know my protein. I know my fats. I know my carbs are in there. I'm good. Fantastic. And then my other meals throughout the day, I'm just chicken, broccoli, rice, breads, lean ground beefs, other green vegetables. So I eat healthy. As long as you can eat nutritious food, foods that are nutrient dense as opposed to calorically dense, you're fine. Like, this whole diet thing is not a hard concept whatsoever. It's not some rocket science where you have to find which one scientifically is the best one for your body. No, like, all it really takes is basic education where you educate yourself on what each macronutrient is, learn a little bit about the micronutrients because those are important too. Those are your vitamins and your minerals. Learn how all of these play an important factor in your body and then give your body fuel. That's literally it. Put enough demand on your body throughout the day to where you can fuel your body. So which means, you know, going to the gym and lifting, or taking, you know, for me, 10 miles on the bike every day, or maybe it's running, or maybe it's swimming, or maybe it's CrossFit, whatever it might be for you, making sure that your body is put under some sort of stress so that when you can fuel your body, you're fueling it not only to be able to maintain, but to fuel for your next workout as well. These diets aren't very complicated. And they're really, and as to kind of conclude this episode, there really is no best diet out there. There's only a diet that works best for you and whichever one you feel most comfortable with. So if you want to do intermittent fasting, by all means, go do it. If you want to do keto, by all means, you're on your own. I'm not doing it. But go do it. Whatever feels right for you, whatever you feel is the most sustainable when it comes to achieving your fitness goals, that's going to be the best one for you. So quick episode today, but I really wanted to push that across because I really hate when people come to me like, oh, but this is the best diet. No, this is the best diet. No, it's not. It works best for you. It's not the best diet for everybody. Everybody's got their own ways of going about their diet. All that matters is that you get nutrient-dense foods, avoid processed foods, boom, you're done. Like, that's literally, nutrition is so cut and dry simple. It's insane. So thank you for listening to this episode, or this rant rather, but this week's episode of the Young, Healthy, and Wealthy. This has been Health Tip Tuesday. I really like that name. I'm going to keep it. This is Health Tip. I can't even say it. This has been Health Tip Tuesday. And until next time, stay healthy, get wealthy. Peace.